From NPR News in Washington, I'm Janine Herbst. The U.S. and Turkey are in the final stages of creating what they're calling an ISIS-free zone inside Syria along the Turkish border. The zone would be as long as 68 miles, allowing Syrian refugees to return to their country from Turkey and provide a base of operations for Syrian rebel fighters taking on the self-proclaimed Islamic State. NPR's Tom Bowman has more.
American officials say much of the Syrian border area already is under the control of rebels fighting the Islamic State. This final area, they say, would cut off Turkey to ISIS fighters and prevent them from getting weapons, recruits, and money across the border. As part of the effort, Turkey would allow, for the first time, U.S. warplanes to mount airstrikes from as many as three Turkish bases. Turkey already has started striking ISIS targets in Syria with artillery and tank rounds. Officials say U.S. warplanes could start flying out of Turkey in the next several weeks. Tom Bowman, NPR News, Washington.
President Obama met today in the Ethiopian capital with regional heads of state, discussing an end to the civil war in neighboring South Sudan. The war has displaced 2 million people and left parts of the country on the brink of famine. NPR's Gregory Warner reports the high-level diplomatic push comes after more than a year of failed peace talks.
South Sudan would not have become a country 4 years ago if the United States had not supported its bid for independence from Sudan. But as South Sudan collapses in war, the U.S. is turning to Sudan for help. Sudan and its neighbors held a meeting in Addis Ababa, led by President Obama, the first sitting president to visit Ethiopia. The president's appearance reflecting America's special tie with the country it helped usher into being and the recalcitrance of both sides in this conflict. Obama and the other leaders agreed to press the combatants to a peace deadline of August 17th and threaten sanctions if they don't comply. Gregory Warner, NPR News, Nairobi.
New York's LaGuardia Airport is getting rebuilt. Governor Andrew Cuomo says the first phase to replace the cramped and outdated airport in Queens starts next year and will cost around $4 billion.
The goal is not really to repair and rebuild a 1939 airport, right? We want an airport that is a state-of-the-art facility. We want a globally renowned airport for the next century that is worthy of the name New York.
LaGuardia is one of the busiest airports in the world. Wall Street was lower by the closing bell today. The Dow Jones Industrial averaged down 127 points to close at 17,440. That's about 0.7% down. NASDAQ was down 48 points to close at 50.39. That's a loss of nearly 1%. And the S&P 500 closing down 12 points, ending the day at 20.67 for the S&P 500. That's down more than 0.5%. This is NPR. The true crime writer Ann Rule has died in Seattle at the age of 83. NPR's Rose Friedman reports that Rule was an expert on criminal behavior.
Ann Rule was always interested in crime. She had family in law enforcement, and she worked briefly as a police officer. But it was a coincidence that really jump-started her writing career. In the mid-1970s, Rule had been contracted for a book about a series of murders in the Northwest. It turned out that those deaths were the work of a serial killer. Even more surprising, he was a friend of Ann Rule's. His name was Ted Bundy. They had met working at a suicide hotline. Rule eventually published The Stranger Beside Me about the case and went on to write over 30 more books about crime. Rule told Fresh Air in 1987 that she never made her subjects into heroes.
They don't come out as the heroine, they come out as monsters.
Ann Rule also used her expertise to lecture on crime, and she even helped the Justice Department set up a program to catch serial killers. Rose Friedman, NPR News.
In addition to a $105 million civil penalty levied against Fiat Chrysler, the auto company could also be required to pay hundreds of millions of dollars to get possibly defective Ram pickups and older Jeeps off the road. U.S. Transportation Secretary Anthony Fox.
Owners of the more than 500,000 Chrysler vehicles that can veer suddenly out of control will have the opportunity to sell those vehicles back to Chrysler for significantly more than market value.
The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration imposed the initial fine over safety recall problems affecting some 11 million vehicles. It's the biggest such fine in history. I'm Janine Herbst, and you're listening to NPR News from Washington.